Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Welcome to the program. The driver behind the wheel of Cash Cab.
And Ben, the singer of this song.
Yeah, Ben Bailey. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. How you guys doing?
Listen to you. Listen how laid back you are.
Right. This good. Is not like Red Light Challenge, which I love.
You must be in a bed somewhere.
I'm sitting on my bed.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on your bed. Well, you're coming to town. You're going to be at Pottawatomie April 2nd through the 6th, correct?
You watch your mouth, mister.
Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. I'm sorry.
Pottawatomie.
Yes. Yeah. Just squeeze the whole thing in there. So you're out on tour?
Yeah, I'm kind of perpetually on tour. You know, I go out and back.
Well, how long does it take to film, a week's worth of Cash Cab episodes?
I don't know, I'd say maybe a day and a half.
Do you do that throughout the year, or do you just sort of pile it all into a month or two?
We do it all in about 2 months.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
You must get people that you don't use in the cab.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty of them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So plenty of them, you say.
How does that process work? Do you know when you're driving them along that you're not going to use them?
Sometimes, yeah.
or do they, I don't know, decide that later?
It's sometimes we know right away, you know. Sometimes it's like, oh, wow, these people are not excited at all.
Yeah.
How often has it ended with you going, see ya, as they get out of the cab?
Stupid.
What do you mean? Like,
well, you're unfailingly nice on the show. I mean, I've never seen you have a bad interaction with anyone. Not like
that. Yeah, I try to treat everybody the same. You know, it seems like that's pretty fair. We're kind of throwing them into a game show without them knowing anything.
Anyone ever get mad that was sprung on them like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Nobody ever, like, got terribly angry, but some people get a little bit peeved that you put them on a game show without them really knowing what's
really
going on.
Really? A little irked? But plenty of people know who you are once the sound goes off.
Yeah, well, they see me now before they get in. They
Right, because I see you hunched over all the time to the left using that voice with the cab driver. And
Yeah, but now they recognize that. I had somebody open the door and go, I see you hiding, Ben Bailey.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, all right, well, in order to do the show, do you need to have a cabbie license or a chip or whatever they have in New York in order to do that?
Yep, I have a taxi license, yeah.
Did you just, I don't know, pay for that, or did you have to go to school, or are there lessons?
I had to go to taxi school the first time around, and then I have to be able to pass the test to maintain the license, yeah.
Really?
How well do you know, where are you guys, in Manhattan? Is that where you're doing this?
Yeah,
right.
Do you know the city well enough for somebody to hop in and to say, take me to blankety blank and blankety blank?
I want to go to the High Line, for example,
right.
Walk around.
You want to go to the beginning? You want to go to the top or the bottom?
See, exactly. by Hudson Yards, I think.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, I know Manhattan pretty well. I've been driving around.
Anyone ever hop in and want to go to, like, Albany or, like, a really long...
Newark.
Really long drive.
Chicago.
Yeah, right.
I'm driving some people to Milwaukee. That's how I'm going to get out there.
That's a long show.
Yeah. I hope they make it.
So how hard was it for you to, one, you had to get your cabbie license, right?
Yep.
Two, you need to know Manhattan. Was that easy enough for you?
The Ethiopians and the Nigerians can all do it, don't you think? Ben's
and three,
okay?
Now you've got to run a game show in your car. You've got to read the questions. You've got to keep track of the timer, all that stuff. That's a lot going on, Ben. When they tell us not to text and drive, how about not have a game show in your car and
well,
drive?
Well, you got a guy in your ear all the time, right?
Yeah, there's a producer talking in my ear. And, I guess they just haven't written a law about hosting a game show.
Right. Be quiet.
Yeah, as long as they don't, I'll keep getting away with it, I guess.
So is the guy in your ear, is that in a chase car? Because you always seem to have pictures of the people getting out of the cab.
Yeah, there's a van behind me.
Yeah.
Do you work
back there? There's a whole crew back there.
Do you worry at all about carrying the money with you that you hand over to these people? You count it out and hand it to them.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's a little dangerous, right?
Yeah, but you know, we haven't had any problems yet.
Okay. Wow.
Has it been so sanitized there that it's
Again, New York isn't like what it used to be. We couldn't have done this show back in like the '70s.
Yeah, with the Stones. Yeah, no,
it would have been robbed.
And Son of Sam gets in the car. Hey, man, my dog told me to get in.
God.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Fantastic. Hand it over.
Right. Yeah.
I've been looking for you.
And you don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but we're going to ask the questions anyway. Have there ever been any accidents when you're driving doing the game
bender,
show?
Bender,
you've been bumped or you bumped somebody? No?
No accidents. I never hit anybody. Nobody ever hit me.
Hard braking?
Yes.
Yeah. Like you had to stomp on them a couple of times?
It's been some heart pounding
moments.
Red light, chili! Oh, wait a second! Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so you're coming to town. You're going to be at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. You're there for 4 nights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be quite a show you're bringing
in, Ben.
It's
like a Britney Spears Vegas thing.
By the way, we're talking to Ben Bailey from Cash Cab. Like I said, he'll be in town for 4 nights in April, 2nd through the 6th. When I heard this, I thought, well, is he coming to play Cash Cab live there? And they said, no. He does stand-up, and he's got a band and all this stuff. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. Because Corey Feldman has a band, too.
Stand-up shows. Wait, who does?
Corey Feldman has a band.
Corey Feldman, how dare you? How dare you, sir?
So do you
no
start?
No band.
Go ahead.
No band. It's just me doing stand-up.
Stand-up. Okay.
Which is what I've always done, way before Cash Cab.
So what do you do?
For 25 years, that's how old I am, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what was your first night on stage as a stand-up like?
I kind of stumbled into it, and I was pretty nervous getting up there, but I got a laugh with the very first thing that I said.
Really?
And I was just knew immediately that this was going to be my life. Like right away.
So do you remember the first joke or your first line when you got on stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You repeat it?
Sure, yeah, I can repeat it. All right. Keep in mind, this is the first thing I ever...
Okay.
What year are we talking about?
Yeah.
What year are we talking about, Ben?
1993.
Where?
Yeah.
At the Comedy Store in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So like Pauly Shore was in your audience, right?
He might have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Possible that Paulie was.
All right. So the first line on stage, 1993, Comedy Store, L.A. Here he is, Ben Bailey.
Yay. I'm going to be dating myself here with my references. I said I was really nervous on the way up here, but then I remembered from the Brady Bunch to just picture all of you in your underwear. And I said, you look terrific in those panties, this big, heavy guy in the front row.
That's so unfunny.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect for the time, though. Very topical.
I like it.
Very good.
And here he is now.
And you're a big guy, too. When you're on stage, you can't miss you, right? You're like 6'6". What?
I'm 6'6".
Yeah.
I was
at
my tallest.
Yeah.
I saw you on
me down,
on Kelly and whoever was with Kelly at the time. And
maybe Howie or someone like that.
Yeah, she's a leprechaun.
Yeah. Right. There was they should have had you sit like 10 feet back and did that weird perspective thing.
A Zolly shot.
Put him in a tiny chair.
Yeah.
They're just standing in my hand.
Right.
Good
like
morning,
they did
everybody.
Like they did an elf, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So how
tiny people.
How long is this tour? If you're stopping here in Milwaukee, you're here for 4 nights, April 2nd through the 6th, the Pottawatomie. Where else are you going? All over the country?
I'm going to Peoria, Illinois between now and then. I'm going all over the place, but I don't know exactly where else offhand.
You have people for that now, yeah. You're fine.
Yeah. I call them, I go, where am I going this week?
Right, they wrangle you.
All right, so
it takes me to the airport. I get out and walk inside.
You take a cab when you get from the airport?
Yeah, do you cab or do you
That's
Uber?
A weird one.
No cabs.
Cabs. All right.
Is there just one cab, or is it like Air Force One where they got a couple of them?
There's actually a couple floating around at this point. I have the original one in my garage.
Really? Because I look at the license number all the time, and I try to memorize it, and I never do.
Wait, they gave you one of the? They gave you the original car, or did you buy it?
I had to buy it.
How much? How much? How much?
Not much. A lot less than it was worth.
Really?
It was used.
Because we've been here at this particular radio station for 32 years, and they remodeled the studios a couple of times, right? And every time they remodel, I always say, I'd like the old on-air light. And it's like I'm talking to a wall. It's like, I get nothing. But you had to buy the cab, so.
Well, I heard that the show was going to be canceled back then, and I said, I want that cab. I called him up right away. I said, hey, what's happening with the taxi initiative? Well, we're set to sell to a guy. They're going to put it back out as a regular cab.
Yeah.
And what, take the lights out of it and everything? And
Yeah. I was like, no.
That'd be really sad.
I said, I want the cab.
That's kind of like
you can have it.
It's kind of up there with the Batmobile now, isn't it? A cash cab?
Cash cab. I would put it right up there with the Green Hornet's Black Beauty.
Oh, it's better than the Batmobile. Black Beauty sucked.
Cash cab?
Yeah, I don't even know what that one is, but I'll take the Batmobile.
It was a Continental. That's all it was. It was a Continental, and Bruce Lee drove it.
I expect him to drive around in a Ford or a Chevy. Yeah.
All right, so what's your day consist of today? Are you on the road right now?
No, I'm home right now.
All right, so what has to be done before you can begin this worldwide tour that you're going on? Ben Bailey on tour.
First things first, I'm going right back to sleep.
All right, then.
All right. Yep. All right.
Thanks for talking with us today. I love Cash Cab, and got to get out to see your show.
It is one of our favorites. Hey, you're in town the 22nd, April 2nd through the 6th. Are you going to swing down here and see us? Stop in the studio?
Come on
by.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, then.
All right. We would love to have you in the studio. That'd be great.
Oh, thank you, man.
All right, Ben.
Talk to you guys. In a few weeks, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Ben Bailey, Cash Cab.